been a star, and I'm just so proud of you. I don't know what to do. I just don't think anybody in America could have done as good a job as you've done. You got the platform and the nominee and everything in the world we wanted, and you've taken a lot of abuse, and I just want you to know that every one of us loved you and respected you and admired you and was so thankful to the dear Lord that you came our way. And when and if you get through there, want to, anything we have, any place, if you want our plane to pick you up or anything to do it, or you go home and want to come down here, we're going to be here till Labor Day. And there's helicopters and little private ones of Authors and Authors House and our beachside house, and everything we have is open to you. And I'm extending this without any discussions with Marie or Jim, any of the rest of them, but I called Hale Boggs and thanked him, and I want to tell John Bailey the same thing, and I wish you'd tell him that I said that I was awfully grateful for the job both of you done, and I'm going to call him as soon as I hang up. But whenever you're free to wrap up things, well, don't leave any tracks behind you. Clean everything up as you want to. But just know we love you as a member of the family, if you'd like to be here, or if you just have enough physical strength to stand it.
Mr. President, you just don't know how much I appreciate it. I sure do want to come on that.
Anything in the world I got that you want, you've got, except my wife, and I lend her to you. I won't give her your deed of trust, but my grandson, he'll be waiting on you. So just know that it's just like going back to see your folks. That we'll wait any time you want to, and we just love you and so grateful. And I wouldn't have taken that punishment for you, but I'm glad you took it from me.
Thank
goodbye,
you.
And you call Jim anytime you get ready if you want to tell us anything.
Thank you so much.
I gather that he has given consideration to Muskie, who looks like the favorite, and Harris.
Well, let's go for Muskie.
Well, I think that's the problem, and he has talked to me about it, and I haven't checked it. You think the other fellow has some questions behind us?
I just don't think he must have hell of beans. I just think he quit you in the storm.
Yeah, I think that's right. You don't. What about the other fellow?
Well, I just don't think he adds much, but I think he's a strong man. He's never dodged or anything or anything he's ever said. He's always kept his word, as far as I'm concerned. I've always found him to be a good man. I don't think he's very colorful. He's not somebody that I would pick out of the crowd.
Who would you pick?
Well, I'm kind of for Danny Noy.
That's who I told him. He didn't buy that toll. Said, I guess you're trying to carry me too far too fast. I suggested Noah, and I suggested Hale Boggs. If he wanted to go to the south, he wasn't going to take Conley. And
I just think Danny just had a lot of color and spice to it. He's just as stout and strong a man as I have ever been with in my life. We came through those two bitter nights, man. He was just there. Good. So thankful for him.
Well, that's who I'd be for. That's my first choice, but I think it's going to be one or the other, and my guess is it's going to be Muskie.
Well, he's a good man. I couldn't have a lot of objections.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.